So we're just going to do, before the break, we're going to do a small introduction to our next topic, which is the ITSM project, because you'll have a bit of a work to do during the break to prepare for the second part of the presentation. So the ITSM project is coming along very well. We've published a call for tender a month or so ago, and we're currently in the process of examining the different tenders we've received and choosing the solution that will be implemented. I alluded briefly earlier on how it was nice to do this project because for once it's a project for us. We tend to be, in French we call it cordonnier mal chaussé. We're cobblers when we don't have very good shoes. Because we tend to focus on your users, which is kind of normal in a way, we're there for that. But sometimes we have problems supporting our activities properly because we lack tools. So ITSM is really a tool to support our different processes. What's interesting is that we've had a lot of collaboration from people from all sorts of units in our service that have been participating, and it's going to be even more in the future. It's fun to see the engagement and now people working on designing those new processes become engaged and see the value that can come out of it. So this is the tool for the future. It's a tool that will permit us to streamline our processes, but also to look at them. There's a saying that says that if you can't measure something, you can't improve it. And currently, it is very, very difficult for us to know, simple things like what is the availability of our systems? How long does it take us to answer a request? Do we always answer the requests we get? Things like that. We don't have the metrics and the tools to measure that easily. So the idea of putting in place that system and kind of a partner project with it, which is the ITOM project, will permit us to have that visibility and being able to see, are we efficient? Are we doing a good job? Are we responding well to the request of our users? And really be able to measure it and then being able to put targets to improve it. Not that we're not doing a good job. I think we are doing a good job. And when we do those surveys with our users, we are getting good feedback and our users are satisfied. But it's in a way, it's anecdotal. We can't have real strong metrics to confirm those impressions that we have or that our users have. So it's a cool project, Patrick will kind of introduce you to the kind of, they have a very interactive plan in terms of engaging you into that project, so I'll let him explain how is that going to work. So Patrick Bilodeau, who is the BA working on that project.
Can you and everybody hear me fine? Good. And as Gilad said, I have the privilege of being the business analyst on this wonderful project. And we're going to kick this off with a little humor from Dilbert. Now, rest assured, this is not a presentation about a fantasy, but it's not about reality either. It's about your future. So, and to make sure that we keep you guys on your feet, we're going to have you guys fight for food. So we need to keep you guys hungry to make sure that you're well motivated to play our ITSM quiz. And there's a cupcakes for the winning team on this quiz. Now, the rules of the game. During the break, you'll take the time to gather in an eight-person group, so yourself, six other persons, and a subject matter expert or core team member. Now we'll have the list on the slide in the next slide. There are 11 questions. So of course, the team with the highest score will win the delighted cupcakes. I don't know if you've seen them, but they look amazing. If there's a tie, then, which may happen since there's a lot of us here today, we'll have a draw to pick the winning team. And one important point is that the core team member or the SME cannot help you. So no bribing. Keep your wallet in your pockets. No personal favors. So SMEs, no need for help. So this is the list of the SMEs. And I'll ask the people who appear on that slide to, during the break, get up and come and see Hélène and Gabrielle. She will give you the clickers because we'll be working with the clickers today. And we tested them many times and they work. They were working an hour ago. So, yes, and of course, we ask you guys, don't get in the same team as your best buddy. So mix around, go and meet with people that you're not used to working with, so that you can get a good experience on this quiz. So we can go for a quick break, for a half hour break.